Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters. Thank you for joining us for Whack Tracks Episode 3. We're talking about Episode 3 of Channel Zero No End House. My name's Michael, and I'm here with my co-hosts.
Matt Capello.
Mark.
Matt.
And we are going to do the thing we normally do, where we talk about this episode with the sci-fi sort of summary as our guide. And I'm going to go ahead and start that off. This is for people that want to know what happened in the show but don't have the means or the construction to watch it.
Or stomach.
Do we do anything for people that don't want to know what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, other podcasts.
It's called Just Live Your Life and Don't Listen to This.
Oh. It's called Listen to Life.
Just in case you forgot, this summary does tell us how we're supposed to feel, because the first sentence is, well, this is getting a lot freakier. Last we saw Margo's dad, he was eating a corpse.
It graduated from creepy to freaky.
Or some version of Margo's mom. And now it turns out that Margo can't remember her mother. This is because...
Well, vaguely can't remember her mother.
It's because, as we'll come to find out, her dad...
ate Margo's memories!
Oh, was it caps?
Of her mother. It was all caps.
Thanks, appreciate it.
He tells Margo that he thinks she's seeing him because she needs him. That's why all of this is happening. But after confronting her father about his suicide, Margo reads her mother's
head
in the kitchen.
Reads or
It would be finds, actually. I can't read. Finds her mother's head in the kitchen trash can. And that's when she knows she has to get out.
Wait, finds her mother's what?
Head!
I think there's a baby sleeping in the kitchen trash can. And that's
A baby sleeping in the kitchen trash can?
The house world's pretty buck wild, Matt.
That's when she knows she has to get out.
That would have really upped the ante for me.
So Margo barricades herself in her room. Paragraph one.
That was not much of a barricade.
She did lock the door.
Yeah, that's not a barricade. That's just like, locking the door.
What defines a barricade?
Like, you have to move something in front of the door. If
people used locked doors as barricades, they would not have survived that movie.
What defines a barricade? What?
The people in Les Mis.
Oh, I have never seen that movie. What's
Les Mis? Les Miserables.
But you have to actually move something in front of the door for it to be a barricade.
Never seen it.
They have to raise the barricades. It's one of the songs. Never mind.
In the abandoned house...
No culture in this room.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Well, you did choose to record a podcast where we're talking about a show from sci-fi. Yeah. I think culture may have been not very high in the list of qualifications for this resume.
You're probably right.
In the abandoned house where Jules and Seth have gone to sleep.
Seth?
That'd be hot guy.
Beefcake.
I thought his name was...
Barricade. Block or defend with an improvised barrier. A door is not improvised. Well, it's already there.
Hold on,
she
Mac.
Did improvise the lock.
And what if I
no,
told
it was
you...
already it was already there.
What if I told
improvise
you...
would be to use a bureau or a chair. Then they would qualify as a barricade.
What if I told you she closed the door, though?
What's the difference between a bureau and a wardrobe?
You can go through one.
One of them you can get to Narnia, and one of them you can't.
If the door was open,
so then I guess a wardrobe would be a really bad barricade.
Yeah, but that's not improvised. That's what it's supposed to do.
Well, no, because you open it this way, and then he walks into a different world.
A bureau is not designed to block things. So when you take a bureau...
What about a federal bureau?
You know, she just throws the FBI at the door.
No, federal... Yeah. No.
I feel like we've gotten off track.
Federal bureaus are designed not to do anything.
I like the reoccurring jokes that we have now developed. The government is terrible.
Well, that's not a joke. That's for real, man.
Yeah.
In the abandoned house where Jules and Seth have gone to sleep, it turns out Jules spent the night with that crazy orb she's so into. I told you she liked it.
Wait, so she did actually spend the night with that?
Appears that way.
I couldn't tell if she was actually doing that or if that was in her mind.
Now, was that a euphemism?
I don't know.
She spent the night with it.
Well, it does say she's so into it, and we've seen how she acts, so...
I'm thinking it is.
Just like Margo's dad did with Margo's mom, Jules brought through physical... Wait, hold on. Jules brought through physical manifestations of her sister. Definitely didn't pick that up. That was not a clone of her. It was her sister, I guess.
Well, that's... I knew it was her sister. You guys all think that all black people look the same.
It appears that the orb...
Jules is black?
Well, I think all white people look the same, too, so...
Well, we really do.
I have, like, face blindness.
That would suck. Never mind. It appears that the orb has eaten that, causing Jules to lose the memories of her sister altogether. Meanwhile, JD has killed the... JD has killed that inferior version of himself. The real one, the one who came into the house, is now burning the body in the backyard. That's Alpha JD / Replica JD in the form of No End House JD. But we're just going to call him JD from now on, because he's all that's left.
Wait, what happened?
The super cool JD
pistachio
killed the other JD.
Well, no, the not real pistachio.
The real JD
is dead. JD is dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much like the real Slim Shady.
But the actor that portrays the new JD is not good enough to get across the idea that he's any different. That's why he still seems all squirrely.
Okay.
I mean, technically...
Shouldn't they just, like, see the new JD and be like, whoa, this dude's way too cool to be the JD we know. Look at how cool he is.
Yeah, and that's not happening.
He's not selling it.
Well, yeah.
They're like, this dude just...
They weren't smart enough to realize that that none of those rooms were actually scary, so I don't know why they would be able to distinguish these two JDs.
And they're like, hold on, we need to ask him something that only the real JD would know. How good is describe pistachio ice cream to me.
Well, didn't they just meet this JD anyway?
No,
Seth is the one they just met.
Yeah, the two girls have been friends with him for a while.
Hot guy.
Twilight reject.
Yeah, he doesn't really do it for me. Hot guy is not going to help me remember.
And Dylan.
Like, clearly
I remember Dylan.
Well, Dylan seemed to be, like, the coolest character.
Well, he
until
was.
Until he got the gun taken away. But then he did the cool stab. So.
Yeah, no one's cool after they get their gun taken away. Sorry, we're skipping ahead.
As JD, Seth, and Jules try to come up with a plan for getting out, they decide that step one is finding Margo. Also, Seth is noticing that JD's skin is peeling off. What's that about? That was not editorializing. While trying to break into her room, Margo's dad tells her that he's probably going to get hungry again and needs to eat a memory soon, and that they're going to have to work together. He tries to bang down her door. In fact, and she escapes into the closet, which turns out to be a watery portal into the backyard pool.
Surprise.
It gives Margo an escape, but her dad is hot on her trail now. He kills a dude with a garden hose who gets in her way.
Yeah.
I mean, in his way, loosely speaking.
Yeah, there's not in like any other action films where you see somebody take it to the face, a garden hose to the face.
I mean, also...
You also don't see too many people get taken out by grass.
I need to state this now, because like podcasting is a way for me to kind of like express my like dreams and desires, and I want to have a job where I can write the sentence, he kills a dude with a garden hose who gets in his way, and I want to get paid for it.
Well, here's the thing, again, he walked up to him and asked where his daughter went, and then he mutters something that doesn't make any sense, and then he murders him with a garden hose. That's not really getting in somebody's way.
With every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
That's physics.
I mean... So you're saying that if you're a crazy person and you mutter nonsense to somebody, that qualifies getting in their way?
I've killed fools for less.
Yeah.
But did you...
With a garden hose?
Not with a garden hose, unfortunately.
No. That's now a life goal.
Yeah, I don't think my garden hose would do that.
It's on my bucket.
I might be able to do that with my pressure washer.
Well, yeah. Good enough pressure washer, you just cut them in half.
JD, Jules, and Seth all bear witness to the garden hose killing. Margo keeps running and finds herself in the No-In House version of her local school. That's not true! It was Russian. Everything in the school was Russian.
Oh, no, only the second floor was Russian.
Maybe that's where they teach Russian language.
After she went through the shush lady, then she ended up in Russia.
Yeah, are they going to explain that shush lady
I mean,
this
look,
dude?
When you go to the Spanish class, it's stuff's in Spanish, not English. When you go to French class, it's all in French.
So the entire second floor of the school is dedicated to teaching people Russian?
It's an immersion.
It was that big room. I don't think it was the whole second floor.
Well, I thought the teacher was supposed to be speaking Russian.
No, she
that's
was,
what I thought too.
She was going. She wasn't
no,
speaking.
After well, no, she after died, yeah, well, got after, knocked down.
Then she was.
I
like,
get
saying,
knocked down.
Oh, nonsense!
She did not get up again, though.
No.
Let's see.
Did they explain her at all, Michael?
The two barricade themselves. That be Margot and Jules.
There's that word again.
Yeah, they barricade yeah. themselves in a classroom, and literally, it was also
they
shutting
didn't
the door.
Even lock yeah. the door yeah. in this class.
That's less of a barricade than when she did not barricade herself in her bedroom.
I really need to send this guy a dictionary. Whoever wrote this,
you assumed it was a dude. How sexist of you! Women can write bad too.
Yeah, but only a guy writes bad in the same way twice in one.
The two barricade themselves in a classroom to hide from Margot's now clearly murderous father. When he moves on, they realize
what do you mean
once
clearly. How is he all of a sudden clearly a murderous but father?
With the garden hose.
Yeah, but only Jules saw that. Margot didn't.
Wait. No. The barricading in the French room, was that after he stabbed the guy in the French?
Russian, yes.
Oh.
Russian.
It's important that you remember it's Russian because it plays a key part later in episode 6.
Were they in a gulag now?
My name is Viktor Reznov, and I will have my revenge.
Aw, dang it. Spoilers, dude.
Yeah, but now she has a Satan's baby in her.
Episode 6 title is Das Vidania.
Das Vidania.
When he moves on, they realize once again in lockstep, it's time to get the naughty word out of here. Meanwhile, back at Lacey's house, Dylan confronts the version of himself that apparently is his wife's fantasy. That would be, listen, of all the things in this show, that might be one of the most awkward things that anyone has had to do in this show. And one person ate another person.
What are you talking about?
Having to fight your wife's fantasy made flesh.
That explains why he was able to take the gun away.
It also explains why he didn't give a crap that he was laying on the ground choking out. A fight ensues. Well, if you call it a fight. And Dylan kills the fake husband, much to Lacey's terror.
No, we didn't see him die. Just stabbed in the throat.
Yeah, he was definitely still breathing.
Yep. The entire scene, he was still going.
He was still alive.
What?
Seth and Margot go for a walk to look at the boundaries and edges of whatever they are. Seth tells her that he saw all the families from foster care that he grew up with. Margot and Seth are bonding pretty seriously, and when they discover that the place has boundaries, unlike them, that was me. Margot realizes that it must mean they can probably find a way out. Jules.
You have to edit that out.
Jules plays her own game of Margot Polo walking through the neighborhood and is pursued by Margot's dad as he catches up to the three of them. Jules, Seth, and Margot, they run into an abandoned garage. He tells Margot he's so sorry about committing suicide, and she almost falls for it, but instead tricks her dad into falling down in a deep hole in the garage floor.
I feel like whoever's writing the synopsis knows exactly how bad the show is. There's no other way they're going to pull out the Marco Polo reference there.
Instead tricks her dad into
she almost falls for it. Come on.
Instead tricks her dad into falling down a deep hole in the garage floor, as one is wont to have. That was me. When they return to the house, Dylan has turned up with his wife, Lacey. He explains that the house creates memories that eat other memories. Margot's dad, Jules' orb, etc.
Okay, what is Jules' orb a memory of?
You her seriously mom. Don't want to know.
Her mom going crazy.
An ovary?
Yeah, it's an egg. It's just it's like a metaphor for an egg.
it's a physical egg that's a metaphor for an egg.
So not only did they not know what barricade means, they don't know what metaphor means either.
Right.
Oh, crap. Hold on. I'm so confused. Okay, let's see.
So are the writers.
Turns out the people who are standing around talking nonsense in the neighborhood are what happens if you stay too long. You lose yourself. You gotta lose yourself
in the music, the moment.
That's not necessary.
They decide to set out in the morning, and when everyone goes to sleep, Jules goes back to that orb, and a whole lot of her memories of her dog, her mom, rise out of the floor for it to eat. As that happens...
Frick.
As that happens, Margot and Seth definitely hook up.
Definitely.
Is that what the youngsters are calling it now? Hook it up?
The next morning... Before they decide to leave the house to find the way out, Seth finds JD in the kitchen with his skin peeling off. Seth knows something is up. He knows that JD isn't who he says he is. Is Seth part of the No End House himself? As he gets back into bed with Margot, it sure looks that way.
He smiles. He smiles.
What'd you think of the episode?
Well, it's hard to take the show seriously at this point.
At this point.
The last episode we watched, we were still high on it. Like, so we recorded these episodes separately, but right. this is a week apart. So okay. Last time we left you, you guys were feeling okay about it. What changed?
Nothing changed. I think...
Did you just think about it?
No, I think we're trying harder to like make fun of it. If you actually just watch the episode without the commentary, I think it's probably better than the third one. But I'm still going to give it like a 4.
Okay.
4 out of 10.
So you still thought this better was better than the last one?
I thought you gave it a 4 last time. He did. Last episode. Okay.
Yeah. It was a light 4. This is a heavy 4.
Okay. So you thought it was better.
Is heavy lower or higher?
Higher.
Okay. That's just not how gravity works in my mind.
Or in real life.
Right. But a lighter fourth star.
I think he's describing the difference between a 4.1 and a 4.5.
I gotcha.
I don't know, but this one didn't have any cannibalism, so it didn't move your creep factor.
It had a garden hose through the throat.
No, but it's now we're talking about the cases of true identities. Like who's real, who's not. We only know one person for sure is not real, JD. But there's obviously a potential for other people
like Seth
to not be who they appear to be.
So I mean, I don't want to go too meta here, but none of these people are real.
Right.
Are we in the No End House?
I hope not.
If I touch your head, will I see your memories?
Well,
you don't want that, that's for sure.
If you take a hair sample, you might be able to discover some of my memories.
Yeah. I think they're trying, I don't think the show's that great, but I do think that as the show is progressing, they're at least trying to do something. With the first episode, I was not convinced they were actually trying to do anything. Now they're at least trying to do something, so I'll give them some credit for it, but it's just not very good execution.
Yeah, I think it almost makes it a little more disappointing to watch, because you're like, oh, in the hands of better writers, there is something here that would have been much better to watch.
Do you think the acting is good?
No.
No.
The acting's super... Oh, so yeah, no, bad, yeah.
It looks like an after-school special.
I was homeschooled. Do you want to give me a definition on that?
The filmography, or like photography or cinemography, whatever you want to call it. Right?
Cinematography. Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we weren't supposed to talk about Camp Rock. I got hardcore judged when I brought that up earlier. But now it's okay?
Camp Rock?
The Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, whether you're homeschooled or public schooled or private schooled, they're all have after school specials, because it just means they came on
after
around
school.
4 o'clock, and they were the demographic was,
way to explain my joke away, Mac.
Yeah, the demographic was, well, I don't know, you know, people don't know what barricade means.
Well, okay, barricade, I'm still not sure what it means, because I've heard a lot of people use it tonight in a lot of different ways.
Well,
closing
no,
a door,
you've heard
locking a door, and then your definition.
Not mine, the internet's definition.
The throwing of the
Listen,
FBI?
The internet says the show is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, so...
Yeah, I don't know...
No, a few people say the show, not the internet. I can go on the internet. Change it.
Can you?
Yep. I'll go on Wikipedia.
Heck yeah. Power to the people.
I'd give the episode a 5.
That's better than the last time, I think. And Matt?
I'm dropping mine. I'm at like a 3 on this.
Really?
I mean, I do see what you're saying, that they're trying to do something, but it feels like they're just throwing so much random stuff at the wall, and none of it's really landing for me.
Give me some examples. What's the thing that they're throwing that's not landing?
Well, like the Margot's dad.
Yeah.
He's not landing.
You don't think he's creepy?
No, not in this episode.
You don't feel bad that she's seeing someone that she loves who wants to eat her, I guess?
Well, he doesn't want to eat her.
Well, he doesn't want to eat
her. He just wants to be, he just wants him to accept her as a cannibal. So, like, accept him as a cannibal.
Like, I have no frame of reference for what to even do with anything at the show at this point. I mean, some of it made, like, I was kind of cracking a little.
We're not really paying that hard of attention.
Are you saying it's hard to relate?
We're watching it to make fun of it.
Don't you remember the time when you were a kid and your dad ate your memories?
Oddly enough, I don't remember.
You must have forgotten, my friend.
If you ate the memory of that memory.
So would he then eat the caviar version of himself then?
So we got two people.
That's
going
how it's
up,
all
going
to end.
One people going down. Would you guys keep watching the show if you'd been forced to watch it, and then suddenly we're not forced to watch it anymore?
No, I would not finish the show.
Yeah, I'd be out.
I've quit. I have quit better shows.
Even though
I've quit better shows.
You
than
said
you.
This one was better than the last one.
Yeah, I would. Well, remember,
last one you said you'd keep watching.
Right, now I'm quitting.
Well, some rotten eggs are better than others, right. But you don't keep eating them.
But now I'm quitting.
Tapping out.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're looking at it on a curve, like, how much better would this episode have to be than the last episode for me to keep watching? This episode would have to be like an 8. Then I would keep watching. But even though I went up from a light 4 to a heavy 4, that's not enough for me
if
to keep watching.
If this episode was an 8... That would be a huge jump in quality.
Well, right. I mean, I'm just talking about the writing. Like, if the writing was so much, obviously, because so you have different people write different episodes. Or maybe you don't know how to write an opening, and the first couple of episodes were kind of the opening, right? But then you see it really picking up steam. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it goes the other way. That was my problem with Luke Cage. First season of Luke Cage, right? The first few episodes were fantastic, and then it completely lost its way when one of the main characters dies. And, you know, I was ready to kind of tap out after that. I finished the show, and I was like, I might as well. I think it would have been better if I just quit the show.
Do you think the show got worse because of JD's death?
No, I didn't think it changed anything.
They'd have to kill a lot more than JD.
His character has not been he's a red shirt. His character is not significant at all to the plot, it would seem.
Yeah, I feel like the only character you've built any rapport with at all is Margot, just because of the way they've structured the show. Because, like, the other flashbacks that I'm getting from the other characters and stuff, since they're in the house now, I can't tell what is supposed to be real and what's supposed to be something that's...
Well, that and Dylan. Her and Dylan, I think, are the only two real characters.
And I wasn't sure if I can actually appreciate Dylan or if it's just because I remember the name from something completely unrelated.
But the thing, so you have 6 main characters, supposedly, right? 6 crew, if you will, but only 2 of them have actually been characterized.
Yeah.
But hold on. Beefcake was a foster kid.
That doesn't count.
That's not a backstory. That's like
I watched this really long analysis of episode one of Star Wars once, and the guy asked a bunch of people to describe the characteristics of Qui-Gon Jinn.
That's Red Letter Media.
Yeah.
Would you do me a favor and tell me what we know about Margot at this point?
She's sad because her dad died. She's killed confused. Himself. Right. She doesn't know why he did it, why he left her. She doesn't know how to deal with the pain. So she's feeling there's some trauma there that she has to deal with. And now that he's back and she's not convinced that he's actually real, right? That would be difficult to deal with. Just the visual appearance of somebody who looks like your father. You know, if your father had committed suicide and you found somebody who looked very, very similar to him, and I'm talking in real life now, I could see how that would, you know, affect you. Oh, my word.
Let's do the same exercise with Jules.
She very, very much likes glowing balls. And
she's really into subtitles.
She's super.
Until she's not. And until she's really mad not. About it.
Yeah.
And her mom medicinally smokes weed.
Yeah, but no, that's not her.
Yeah.
What is it about her?
Oh, no, she doesn't like that her mom medicinally smokes weed.
She ditched Margo when Margo was sad that her dad
died. Oh, that's right. She went to college.
She is.
Oh, right. She's either the looks, worst.
She that's either what people looks do. They go to college. Completely stoned. She either looks completely stoned or she is getting off on that cushion.
What about Seth?
Who? Which one's Seth again?
Who? Butt chin.
See, he has zero characteristics.
Yeah, Twilight reject. Yeah.
He was a foster kid.
Same with JD. He wishes he had a better family.
Yeah, same with JD.
Well, we don't even know if he wishes he had a better family. We know that he had no family.
He didn't have
I think he actually chose to forget them on purpose is what he said.
Yeah, so any characteristics that he might have had, he's actively deciding not to tell us.
And then Dylan. So that's four, right? Weren't there a couple?
JT.
No, JD. No, no. Wasn't there a couple that went in there at the same time?
One of them died and the other girl failed. The wood mask killed one.
Okay. That's right.
Remember, because you were like, how is that scary at all? Like, right. Why don't they all just jump him?
Right, right. So that's how impactful it was.
I'm not going to invite you to my haunted house ever, just so you know.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Matt going to a haunted house, he's like, all right, guys, let's get him. Whoa, chill.
That's not how it works.
This is the part of the podcast where I have to get a vent some beef, because I have spent more time with the show than I ever imagined when I first started watching it, having watched through many times to get the trailers, and then watched through it with you guys, watched through it the original time. I spent a lot of time scrubbing back and forth in the scenes.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you.
One of the things I wanted to point out was in episode 2, the body reorients himself, reorients herself when she's getting eaten a lot. It looks like they just filmed that scene twice with her laying two different directions and picked as they willed.
You mean her...
Like continuity error.
Yes.
Head to tail is facing a completely different direction?
If it's one is on the left side, one's on the right side, and it switches many times throughout the scene.
Ah.
I had to scrub through it a while. The sci-fi... The sci-fi description of episode 2 said, remember Dylan? He was the one with the red hat. Do we remember talking about this?
Yeah, did he actually have
100%
a hat?
100% never had a hat in either episode.
I'm glad we figured that out.
So I don't know why that was written that
Maybe
way.
Maybe he was supposed to have a red
it's
hat.
It's a meta reference.
He's a red shirt.
I'm so glad that I get to be the lore master of Channel Zero. Season 2.
You should package all these little tidbits up and send them into sci-fi. They'll
hire me?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they could host this podcast next time and people would listen to it.
They could provide it as a secondary audio option for their...
I think people generally don't go out of their way to be like, hey, remember that thing we made? And we're all really proud of the thing that we made and stuff.
Let's give these people dollars
my brother, to just dunk on
I
it.
I don't want to step all over you, but there's no one who made the show that's proud of it. I'm sorry.
Everybody's like, you got to get a paycheck. Sometimes you just have to get paid.
I mean, you got to remember, though, no matter how bad a show is, there's someone that is disappointed because they did not get the part.
John Leguizamo.
That's a good point.
Needed a paycheck. So he was in this movie.
John Leguizamo's in this?
I was just making a joke because they said the dad's name is John and they've never yet said it in the show, but they said it in the sci-fi.
They never say his name.
They have not said his name yet.
I guess I didn't notice that.
Maybe the mom says it in that part she's not mic'd for.
I only noticed because I spent.
Well, you wouldn't expect the daughter to say it. You'd just expect her to say dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Now that I'm an adult, I float a first name by my mom every now and then to see how it goes over.
I don't.
Any random first name or?
No, just hers. Oh, okay. If you're curious, it doesn't go over great. Any of the times.
You call her Marianne?
Every now and then. Just try to. All right. See you, Mary. Click.
See, when I'm mad, I just say mother.
As opposed to mom.
Or mommy.
I see. See, I've never tried that. I mean, my dad's almost 80 years old. I'm pretty sure he'd still, take me out.
I'm not positive about this, but I think your dad tried to friend me on Facebook.
My dad?
which of his accounts. He's got like six.
I don't know.
Every time
that sounds like an 80-year-old.
Every time he has to change the password on his phone, he has to get it in Facebook.
Do you want
to
say his first name on this podcast?
No, that's cool.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he tried to friend me on Facebook.
That's weird.
I rejected him.
Don't worry, he'll try again with one of the other accounts.
He hasn't yet.
Nobody well, no, he can't do anything with the older accounts. He can't log into them anymore.
They cease to exist.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is the exact same way. She'll forget the password and just open another account.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really do about that. I mean, I don't live there. I can't fix this and keep it straight.
You guys, I got any other side stories or anecdotes?
Anecdotes is a funny word.
No.
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Whack Tracks podcast.
Yeah, have them look up barricade.
Homework.
Yeah.
Barricade yourself in your own home.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at whackmatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at whackmatters.com, please go to whackmatters.storemv.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at whackmatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.